Hello, everybody out there in farm country. Is there any good news? Well, if there is, why don't we hear about it? 70% of individuals say the economy is getting worse. Attitudes like this can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't think our sour mood is justified. Our unemployment rate has held at a very low 4.7%. Just about anyone that wants a job can find work. European unemployment is twice what ours is. Our dynamic economy has created 8 million jobs since 2003, and I don't think it's any coincidence that was the year of the Bush tax cut. In that time frame, we have experienced a 30% increase in our national net worth. Our trade deficit is falling, coming down by $8 billion in the past year. Exports are up. We've had 6 years of uninterrupted growth. At $29 trillion, U.S. households have more net financial assets than the rest of the world combined. Now, those are the real numbers from the whole country. The news from farm country and rural America is even better. The best I can recall in my lifetime. Net cash farm income is forecast at a record $86 billion this year. The last 4 years have set records in net cash farm income. And I must add, 2008 looks just as good. Real estate values this year will be up about 14%. Our debt-to-asset ratio is 10.7%. That's so healthy, just remarkable. Now, I don't suggest that we don't have any problems or concerns. We don't like our budget deficit. The housing problem relating to subprime lending is a big worry. And yes, it could drag us into a recession. We have major disagreements on what to do about illegal immigration. Oil and gas prices bite into our pocketbook. The costly war in Iraq is on our mind day and night. However, I believe the biggest downer dragging us under is the failure of the national news media to report to us about the good things that are happening. They spend all their time on the bad. If we do fall into a real recession or experience another terrorist attack, then we'll have something to whine about. But for now, I say, let the good times roll. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.